Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Good morning, Jody Hamilton.
It just gets weirder.
Good morning.
All right. Okay. All right. Good news for you, Jody. Charlie tweeted, "I am thoroughly boosted and I like it."
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. I'm 4 shots in now.
Me too.
And I've had COVID and I'm wearing a full body condom on the plane Friday.
As you should.
Lucky you have several of those laying around the house.
Yes. Yes.
For decades, I might add.
You know, I always think of your book, Idiot America, because I'm like, oh, my God, we're just what number surge is this? Right. Because of lifting the mask mandates too soon. Not enough people being vaccinated or boosted.
I obviously wasted a year and a half writing that book.
Yes. By the way,
because it's only gotten worse.
I know. No, I know. It's just depressing. It is. So, by the way, you would like to explain to comedy legend Carol Burnett's daughter, Jody Hamilton. You said, do I really have to explain why Kate McKinnon is a bigger loss to SNL than Pete freaking Davidson? I mean, no offense to Pete Davidson, but Kate McKinnon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Carol Burnett, a treasure, a national treasure.
She is. Right? She absolutely
and
is.
And also Adie Bryant.
Yes.
Adie Bryant
She's
is
brilliant.
Yes,
absolutely.
Really terrific.
Yeah.
And I think Adie Bryant's going to wind up as a director or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Or a producer. I mean, she's a brilliant, brilliant person. Yeah. I've seen her in interviews and stuff, but Kate McKinnon's one of those people like John Cleese. All she has to do is walk on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And I fall down laughing.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone took my mental and emotional health into effect with Rachel Maddow leaving and Kate McKinnon. Listen, I can't be the only lesbian propping up
the United States.
No, it's quite an exodus from SNL, though. It's going to be.
Yeah,
we go through this every once in a while.
It happens every 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. That's okay. That gives other people a shot.
There are some people who are in the featured player.
That move up in the food chain,
And some of those that they've got now are really good, and I'm really looking forward to seeing more from them.
I can tell.
Yeah,
MSNBC. MSNBC is trying to.
Heidi Gardner and Melissa Villaseñor are both really cool.
Yep.
MSNBC is trying to placate me from my. They're trying to rip off my Rachel Maddow Band-Aid and replace it with Jen Psaki. I am placated. But I want to know what and when. I don't want just the streaming service, Travis.
Yeah, you're only placated platonically.
Yes. But I would like her not just on the streaming service. I would like her on the...
Yes.
Who do I see about this? I would like the Karen. I would like the Karen MSNBC. I want to see Jen
Psaki. To the manager?
I would like to see a manager at MSNBC. We have a lot of Psaki Bomb jingles we can send with her anywhere she goes. For whatever... I'm just saying, there's a gaping hole where Chuck Todd is.
Psaki.
Get your game on, go play. Hey now, yo.
This is the easiest segment I've ever had.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
This is the easiest segment I've ever had on this show.
I know. All right, you wrote a great piece. The Florida recount was kindergarten stuff compared to this inside-outside strategy. You said it is increasingly obvious that the entire wingnut welfare apparatus went into DEFCON 1 over the 2020 election. It is, I guess, stunning's not the word, but you said start throwing people in the slammer. Don't worry about political fallout or what might happen in 2025. Every damn one of you took an oath to defend everything this gang of misfits and cutthroats tried to destroy. Look them up and lock them up till they testify. Indict the lot of them. Enough is enough.
Yep.
Thank you, Charlie.
I have no more patience for a collection of people who think subpoenas are optional.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm out of patience. There's too many people sitting in Rikers for like a year and a half because they can't make bail for me to sympathize with, you know, John Eastman, who can't be pried away from Malibu long enough to answer a subpoena before the Congress.
Yeah.
Yeah, freaking break.
Well, and the whole Ginny...
Clap all these people in irons.
Yeah. Ginny and Clarence Thomas, you said at the very least, Thomas and her husband should be forced to explain themselves under oath and the pains of penalty of perjury, preferably on national television. You also threw in, I wouldn't mind getting Mr. Justice Thomas under oath again, just so someone could ask about Anita Hill just for fun. I love that. But while we're at it.
I think as long as we've got them there, right?
Yes.
I mean,
why not?
Yes.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But you said, you finished, Charlie, by saying this touched almost every level of the executive branch. It came within an ace of enlisting both the Department of Justice and the sitting Vice President of the United States. Time to get tough on crime. Where are you? I mean...
I wrote that last paragraph in my McGruff voice.
Okay. I mean, no, seriously, this story yesterday...
Boy, that joke just died. It laid down like a dead fish.
Well, I apologize.
Nobody remembers McGruff.
I do.
McGruff the crime
Take
dog.
Take a bite out of crime.
It just wasn't funny. Okay. Yeah. All right,
he had a
ahead.
Hat and he had a cigar and he had a trench coat.
Charlie, let it go. Let's move on. Billionaire Larry Ellison participated in a phone call with some of Trump's biggest supporters discussing efforts to keep him in office despite the fact he lost. Larry Ellison, to Oracle, right?
Right.
CEO, one of the biggest backers of Elon Musk's attempted Twitter takeover, participated in a call shortly after the election focused on strategies for contesting the legitimacy of the vote. Lindsey Graham and Sean Hannity were both on that call. I mean, Charlie,
I mean, that's what I meant when I said what they did in Florida was, you know, kindergarten stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty bad, don't get me wrong. And it was certainly a template for what they tried in 2020. But it was nothing like this. I mean, my Lord.
And this is all going to be nothing compared to 2024, unless we turn out in droves in 22, right? I mean, what they're trying to put in place for 2024 is terrifying.
Mm-hmm. You got to pack the polls because that's the only solution. And you got to vote for everything. You got to vote all the way down the ballot. No more of this ignoring the election commissioners or the secretaries of state.
Are you heartened by the turnout we're hearing about in Georgia already? Because I am. I feel like you pissed people off now, you know, and I think Stacey Abrams has really energized people. What do you
think? I mean, how many competitive races are there on the Democratic side? Not many, right?
Right. Yeah, Stacey Abrams is uncontested, of course. Yeah, but
I don't even know who's running for Secretary of State.
I wonder if Marcus Flowers has a chance against Marjorie Taylor Greene. The way they've gerrymandered there, she has, you know, large African American percentage in her district now.
Yeah, but at the same time, you've got two really good Democratic incumbents running against each other: Lucy McBath and the other woman has a French name I can't remember. I guess not Bordeaux. Boudreaux, I think.
Oh, right.
Carolyn Boudreaux, I think her name is.
Okay.
Those are two really good members of Congress, and we're going to lose one of them. So.
Yeah. No, that sucks.
Marge's got a Republican challenger.
Yes, yeah,
Marge
she does.
Got a primary. Mm-hmm. So, you know, who can say? Although I do like the guy in the cowboy hat.
Yeah, Marcus Flowers.
Outside of Fetterman. Yeah. Outside of Fetterman, he's my favorite, you know, image of a candidate this time around.
Yeah. First of all, I'm in love with Fetterman's wife, so let's just talk about that for a minute. Oh, my God, Giselle? So smart, so funny.
Giselle Fetterman?
Hot.
She's very good. She's
smart,
very
funny, amazing.
Yeah.
He got out of the hospital.
And her name is Giselle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. He got out of the hospital. He's feeling good. Yeah, he got out of the hospital. He's feeling good. Democracy's bouncer, as we call him. Mm-hmm. Going to throw some mother out.
He had a freaking stroke. Yeah. He's out of the hospital already.
Yeah.
No, he looks like a wrestler who's going to throw someone through a table.
Yeah. Yes. Charlie, how about how funny it is that they suddenly care about them, their mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. David,
oh, that's hilarious. That is so wonderful.
David McCormick is suing to count certain absentee ballots. They face an automatic recount. He has asked the state to force all 67 counties' board of elections to count Republican mail-in ballots. Okay. Received on time, but without a handwritten date on the outside envelope, as mandated by the statute. Steve Kornacki said they're only a few hundred votes apart now, right? Last I knew from last night, I think. Oz led McCormick by 0.08 percentage points. That was, I don't know when that was, early yesterday, as ballots continue to be counted. But McCormick says he believes he will overtake Oz once remaining Republican mail-in ballots are tallied, with some Election Day votes and a sizable number of mail-in ballots and overseas military ballots left to count. McCormick's claims are viable. So, but this is just hilarious, right? When now Trump is accusing Republicans of cheating. Like, I don't
know. Not only is it hilarious, it's great for Fetterman. He can go out there and beat the crap out of both of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't do anything because they're counting beans over in the corner of the auditorium.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just, I mean, patience. I mean, Republican hypocrisy on the issue of voting is so obvious and glaring that it's almost hardly worth discussing anymore. I mean, we have not, they're pushing non-existent voting fraud when really, in reality, they're rigging the system as best they can. You know, they go back and forth on mail-in ballots completely, depending on whether they need to count them or not. It's beyond belief at this point.
You wrote about this. Here's Matt Gaetz talking about the, first of all, as you said, Democrats suck at naming things, but it was not the Ministry of Truth. Here is Matt Gaetz on that.
Look at what happened this past week regarding the Biden Ministry of Truth. Though we're in the minority, though the left controls a unified government in Washington, D.C. with the House, the Senate, and the presidency, we won. We got a victory for our people. We got this disinformation board stopped so that's not part of broader mosaic of persecution of our people.
Oh, my God. So, as you said, we might suck at naming things, but this is exactly what happened. You went back to the Janet Napolitano thing.
Mm-hmm.
When she said the truth with this study, our biggest threat is right-wing domestic terrorism. And they screamed so much she had to back down. And now look what's happened. And now this is the same thing. It's disinformation that hurts American national security. It happens to be coming from the right. So they screamed again and we caved.
And,
right?
the administration chickened out. And they hung Nina, I can't remember.
Jankowicz.
Nina
Jankowicz? Am I saying it right?
I think it's Jankowicz.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a recognized expert at this kind of thing.
Yes.
You know, they hung her out to dry because they let her get pummeled for a week and a half and then eliminated the program. I am really tired of Democratic administrations who do this. The Napolitano thing was embarrassing enough. But, I mean, we all had a vivid demonstration of what this information can do. And we're still experiencing it. Mm-hmm. And who in the hell wants to give a victory?
They don't want to fight Russian disinformation because they benefit from
it.
I mean, Matt Gaetz.
I mean, they benefit from it themselves too. I mean,
They're
awfully good. I mean, what was Donald Segretti in Watergate except a disinformation expert?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You know,
I'm watching, by the way, have you watched Gaslit?
So
it's fantastic.
So good.
With Julia Roberts.
So good.
Oh my God, so
on Hulu?
Good.
Is it on Hulu?
It is on Stars.
Stars, okay.
Yeah, so yeah I don't have, I don't, besides I'm in the middle of the new Star Trek, which is wonderful.
It's really good.
And
apparently it's very woke.
And the new David Simon, We Own the City, about the gun trace task force in Baltimore,
all right,
which is tremendous.
I am only a political nerd. I will also, the First Lady, fantastic, Showtime.
On Showtime?
Yes.
I wonder what Charlie's doing in my DVR, because we're watching the same shows, Charlie.
Because you're both nerds.
I got a third one, too. What is it? You know what I'm catching up on? Hacks, because I love
Hacks. Oh,
that's
Hacks.
What we watched last night.
I love
night.
Jean Smart.
Love
yes,
Hacks.
Me too.
We literally watched Gaslit and Hacks last night.
She is such a funny woman.
She's fantastic. Very oh, my God. Jean Smart. Okay. One more. Matt Gaetz, just on this
problem
same
with
subject.
Our military is wokeness at the Pentagon, not white supremacy in the
please.
Ranks. And
oh
so
God.
I'm concerned that you're seeing this very rapid change in Congress where the national security apparatus isn't used to protect Americans or to fight foreign adversaries, it's being used against the America First political movement that the left fears.
No,
so they're using an enforcement wing of wokeness through the Department of Homeland Security, through the FBI, to punish Americans who don't share their politics.
No.
Okay, first of all, your America First conference was in Hungary. You were rooting for the death of democracy
second
there
of all,
and here.
Second of all, America First political movements do not have a great history.
No.
Yeah. Right.
And
I
also,
mean, it starts
wokeness.
With burning convents, and it ends with Charles Lindbergh, you know, getting smooched by Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
There's not any,
you know, you
any
talk about
problem
being bad at naming things.
There's not any problem of wokeness in the U.S. military. There is a documented white supremacist problem in the military. I can't, Charlie. I literally stopped being able to even say goodbye.
Yeah,
to
because it's not like the U.S. military produced a guy who blew up a federal building in Oklahoma City, for example.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like he got radicalized in any way.
Well, that was just a lone wolf, Charlie.
Yeah.
Come on,
that's
Charles.
Right. Well, technically not. There were two wolves because Terry Nichols went to jail, too. But
you know, the military, they're all long-haired Antifa.
Well, my favorite
my
favorite one, though, is Eric Rudolph, who blew up abortion clinics, killed a bunch of cops, blew up Centennial Park, and was somehow on the lam for a year and a half.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm sure he had no help.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Say goodbye to your lover.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Oh, it's time to go.
Yes.
Bye, Jody.
Bye, Charlie.
We love you.
Bye,
Charlie.
Everybody.
Thanks,
Travis,
Charlie.
We'll talk again about TV.
Yes.
Bye, Mookage.